Hi everybody. I wanted to share this really interesting observation from a participant on the recent energy course. Dear Claire, I wanted to thank you for the fresh perspective of this understanding that your last course energy offered me. As the course started, I was sure I had a shift away from the separate self when I asked for a one-on-one coaching call with you. I really believed I was confident before the call. And after the call was complete, I was confronted with tons of resistance. A barrage of insults flew in my thought-stormed mind. You sounded so stupid. Your topic was foolish. He thinks you're a fraud. You don't understand a thing Claire is teaching, so just stop bothering. I'm not sure where I found enough space in all that confrontation to replay the one-on-one coaching call and listen. Sometimes seeing what my ego wanted, and sometimes seeing someone I hardly recognized. It was unsettling to see the self recorded at one point, being observed by yet another version of me, now aware of what was said. I think that started the little cracks, and I continued on the energy course. The course brought better alignment of the needs of the tube, in inverted commas, with the energy that is needed to exercise more. And the added benefit of a new energy that results from more exercise. It is a win-win, and I can see how that is indeed a no-brainer. In addition to seeing more about energy, I started to see the game of the imagined fixed self in play. Earlier this week, I was trying to catch up on some of the recorded group calls, and to my surprise, while I listened, I noted myself in one of the Zoom squares. I'd been on the call and obviously forgotten. I continued listening, and to my surprise again, so funny, isn't it? I actually spoke on the call, a rare thing for me, about something that was very important and significant at the time. I remembered the topic once I heard it, but I could not manage to bring about the same urgency, the same emotional significance as I had when I spoke on the call. It was as if who she, the speaker on the call, looked like was just a rough outline of who I, the body mind listening, seem to be in that present moment. Isn't it amazing? Is it possible that our entire lives are essentially that way? That we innocently uphold the belief that we can rewind the story of life and it will play back? Not the rewind version of self, but exactly who we are in the moment that we are watching it. When in truth, it will always replay a partial stranger. Because life is always flowing through and change is always happening. Is it that we are never the same every single instant and we are suffering because we are watching the replay instead of living? Oh my goodness. Isn't that amazing? How articulate, how clear. And what and how, my God, how mind-blowing, really. And it's something I always, especially with the reset group, really encourage the participants to watch back the calls as an observer, like really as an observer. And often it's very hard for them to do. I remember when I first started doing any sort of recorded, I just couldn't. The sound of my voice, how I looked, like what I was saying was just excruciating because in that moment, so identified, everything's so personal. But as we go through the courses, there's less and less of that intensity of meanness, selfing, and instead there's this capacity, this possibility of just watching to see what even is being seen, a body mind that is no longer, as this brilliant listener is pointing out, is no longer the same body mind, no longer the same concept of self, no longer the same concept of reality. Watching, being watched, like this body mind on the screen being watched. And we see, and a word that Tia on our on one of our courses said, like possession, that like we can see the possession taking hold of that body mind. Such a good word. We can see it, like the grip of the emotion, the intensity of the story, the the significance. Things matter so much in that moment when they're looking so personal. And then a day later, a few days later, even a few minutes later, we watch and it's different. There isn't that same thing anymore. So what is real? What is the real us? What is the real past? Yeah, as the listener said, you know, I love this ending. Is it possible that we innocently uphold the belief that we can rewind the story of life and it will play back exactly who we are in the moment that we are watching it, when in truth it will always replay a partial stranger? Is it that we are never the same and we are suffering because we're watching the replay instead of living? Yeah, suffering because we're just convinced in that moment, aren't we, of what the mind is saying, with no space, no freedom, no inquiry, no reality even really. So it's such a good observation, and I'm so glad that that came about through the energy course, because that was really what the course was about, really seeing how, from Einstein's quote, that there is no such thing as matter. It's all energy. And it's just really the mind is the only place where things exist as fixed, static, unchanging, apparent realities. You know, I'm like this, she's like that, he's like that. These things exist in the mind, so clearly in the mind, but all they are really characters in a play, just mental creations, when the reality of all of us is completely fluid, nothing static, nothing fixed. Everything really existing as pure potential. Oh, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? Really mind-blowing that, and yes, we suffer in that fixedness. The mind suffers in the fixedness of its own creations, the only place they exist. It creates them and then goes into war against them. And deep suffering relates as results from that. Yeah, so amazing. Thank you so much. Lots of love to you. Bye.